Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories.
How bad is the spread of COVID-19 on Staten Island?
Staten Island has such an issue that it has triggered a hospital capacity issue. And the hospitals have contacted us, and they say they need emergency beds on Staten Island. And we're going to open an emergency COVID patient facility at South Beach on Staten Island.
Governor Cuomo says some parts of the borough are already orange zones. Gyms, salons, and other personal care businesses must close. Indoor dining is not permitted. Temporary hospital is being set up again on South Beach. Schools must close in an orange zone, and they can reopen if they meet New York State testing requirements. Mayor de Blasio has already closed New York City schools, and he anticipates the entire city will become an orange zone next week. And then he'll talk about reopening schools.
No timetable yet, but the mayor says testing will be part of stricter protocols when city schools reopen.
Testing has to be done, in fact, in advance of kids and staff coming back to school.
He's urging parents to get consent forms in so that testing will be ready to go. And then a staggered reopening process gets underway.
The first thing we're going to focus on is getting what's called District 75 schools, special ed schools, back and up and running across all grades.
Then 3K, pre-K, and elementary schools will return. Juliette Papa, 1010 Winds News.
In New Jersey, Governor Murphy reports another 3,600 COVID cases and 11 deaths. He says hospitalizations are up for the 24th straight day. We've seen long lines at testing centers in the past few days. Many people are getting tested in advance of holiday travel.
Despite warnings from officials, people still traveling for Thanksgiving gatherings with extended family. The TSA reporting over 3 million in the U.S. traveled over the weekend, more than half the usual amount for this time, but a spike for the pandemic. El Rood from Queens headed to Florida says he's taking precautions.
If we start living our life and worrying about things, we'll never go ahead. Got to do what we got to do.
This woman actually headed home to Los Angeles says you just have to be careful when flying.
It's been fine. As long as you keep your mask on, keep your social distancing, mind your business.
Some like Karen had to come to help her daughter clear out her dorm room since she won't be returning to school until January, and they're keeping it small this Thanksgiving.
We canceled Thanksgiving, yes, and we're just going to do it with just our family. It's hard, but that's what we're going to do.
Samantha Liepman, 1010 Winds at LaGuardia Airport.
New York State Attorney General Tish James has filed a lawsuit against the Roman Catholic Diocese of Buffalo, accusing it of failing to protect minors from sexual abuse by clergy. James says a two-year investigation found that allegations of improper sexual conduct against priests in Buffalo were not properly investigated, if they were investigated at all, and were covered up for years. So far, no comment from the diocese. A judge has promised to rule today on whether 230 homeless men can be moved from the Lucerne Hotel on the Upper West Side to the Radisson Hotel in Fidei. The members were originally moved to the Lucerne in July because of COVID concerns at their shelter. But some neighbors have complained about drug use and other quality of life issues. Some people in Fidei aren't thrilled with the prospect of having the homeless men there either. Lawyers for the city say the men will have more space downtown. Attorneys opposed to the move call the relocation a form of class warfare. They say the men are making progress at the Lucerne, and this move will be disruptive. Mayor de Blasio thanks New York City Transportation Commissioner Polly Trottenberg for her service. Trottenberg announced this morning that she's stepping down from her post next month.
The busways and the select bus service, so many things she should be very, very proud of. So it's been a great run having her for the time of this entire administration. And I know she'll do great things ahead, and I want to wish her very well. But again, she's got a great team she's assembled, and we'll be able to continue that work.
Trottenberg's exit is likely to be the first in a number of departures from the de Blasio administration as the end of his term nears. The New York Times says she could be in contention for transportation secretary in the incoming Biden administration. The MTA's inspector general accuses management at the agency of ignoring issues with six dilapidated boiler rooms that heat subway buildings across the city. One room is described as a makeshift shed covered in black mold. Another has water leaking next to exposed electrical cables. The IG, Carolyn Picorni, says managers were told of these issues, but instead of fixing them, they opted for shoddy patch jobs. Picorni says her office will continue to keep an eye on the repairs in the boiler rooms. The MTA says it has repaired or made safe the defects identified in the report and put in place a number of new measures to prevent them from happening again. You can't be too careful walking the streets of New York, and I'm not talking about muggers. Electric scooters and bikes are now street legal in the city, and lots of riders don't seem to think the traffic laws apply to them. These throttle-powered vehicles are in addition to the pedal-assisted electric bikes that were already okay. There are some new rules. Riders of e-scooters and bikes must be 16. Those under 18 must wear a helmet. Everyone on certain e-bikes must wear one. Black clergy leaders are joining forces with the United Way of New York City for a new initiative. It's designed to combat the outsized toll coronavirus has taken on African Americans. It includes more testing, contact tracing, and treatment management. The initiative relies on church leaders to circulate resources that can better equip Black Americans to guard against the virus.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.